We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The quarterback of the football Giants is Eli Manning. Eli, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing good, Mike. How are you?
All right, Eli, ugly day in the rain. That's basically what it was all the way around. Drops, everything, sloppy, tough team, physical, just a rough day.
Yeah, it was. It was a a tough day, and they played well.
They did.
Give them credit. They had a good plan. They did some things to slow down. Not let a run game get going, and they were able to get some pressure at times and do some. Had some good coverages. Had some good things to make it hard for us to convert on some third downs. But we also got we just hurt ourselves some, and got stuck in too many third and very longs, and when we finally a couple of times we had some decent drives going and moving the ball, we'd have penalties or do something to go backwards or have a negative run. So just too many kind of self-inflicting mistakes, and overall not good enough.
Now you've been a good wet ball, bad weather player your whole life. Was the ball at any point a problem? Slippery, wet, any problem yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, there's always, when it's raining, there's always going to be a few that kind of get away from you. If you got to just kind of, if you don't get to step into it and make that perfect throw. And that's usually kind of when that rain, when it has the effect, when you're kind of, a little off balance or, having to move in the pocket and you just don't get to, make that, that perfect throw. You usually try to throw things a little bit earlier. Just because you can't throw it as hard. You got to put a little bit more touch on things. And so it can just throw you off just enough, And then, obviously, receivers, you try to put it in their body as much as you can and not throw it high. Just that's when things kind of, can get, go through their hands and things like that. So, you've played enough rain games where, you know what throws you can make and just try to make good decisions.
You had been at the bottom of the league last 5 weeks. You'd only had 10 touchdown passes, 2 picks in the last 5 games. You haven't thrown a lot of picks this season. One yesterday, but a costly one.
Yeah, we had a pretty good drive going, and, one of those deals, we had a penalty. We're stuck, we're kind of in field goal range and close to it, and, third and very long, had a good play call, thought I'd be able to hit Shep kind of coming out of this break and probably that same deal, try to just, throw it very early, just because, you aren't able to drive things, and, I think just because of that, the safety was able to get a little jump on things and a good bead, and obviously I put it out just a little bit too front, and he was able to make a play, so, not a bad decision, just kind of a poor throw and pure execution.
Eli, yesterday was the first time that I've seen guys just flat stop Barkley. Was it a case that they did a very good job in the way they set up and attacked the run, or was it just a day where they were short tacklers? Because most of the times when he's gotten away from the initial contact this year, yesterday it seemed like when they got him, they took him right down yesterday.
Yeah, just a combination of things. And, they had a good plan. They had some good things. And we just weren't as good as kind of getting those 4 and 5 yard runs like we've been getting, and had a number where we're getting no yards, we lose, 8 yards on one, lose 4 yards. And so those are the ones that hurt you more than anything. Sometimes, hey, they're going to contain you. They're going to keep you to, 2 and 3 yard runs. That's fine. That kind of keeps you, you can still keep running in and he's going to eventually break one, but you're kind of losing yardage and that just, makes it hard to, get first downs and continue drives, and that's usually kind of how running backs get a lot more carries is if, hey, you kind of get those 2 and 3 yard runs, hey, every once in a while you break that 8 yarder, but that allows us second, third down to get first downs and get back to the run and get to the play action. When you're just you start going backwards in a rainy day, it makes it tough. It makes it tough to to throw it on third and long and to convert on some of those things. And so, you know, that's they had a good plan. They had a couple good, you know, good blitzes and good things to try to slow it down. But also we just had some, you know, some deals where we just didn't execute things correctly, then, you know, and
and some callbacks, some good runs called back too by penalties.
Yeah, had a couple holding calls and you know, just those deals. We had just penalties, and when you kind of have penalties and have negative runs and have things where you're going backwards, it's just hard to get a whole lot of runs going.
Does a shutout bother a quarterback a lot? Does a zero bother you a lot, or does it doesn't really matter? Or does it bother you? Does a zero bother you?
It does. It does. You know, you want to score. You know, that's the point. You want to move the ball. You want to get things going. And it was just, had, you know, obviously every possession kind of has its own story of what happened. We had a couple, you look at, you know, we had some explosive plays. We had some big, we had some big throws. We had some, one big run, but we had some, gains where we're kind of changing the field position, getting things going. And then, we just would do something to, hurt ourselves and go backwards and not able to take advantage of kind of getting in that good field position. And, unfortunately, it was just kind of the theme of the day.
Yeah, no, I think you said it right from the beginning. I thought they played well and you guys played lousy. You guys made a lot of mistakes and they played well. I thought they did what they were trying to do. Their big back ran the ball. He broke a lot of tackles. He made a lot of plays. And then they made a lot of plays on defense. They were very short tacklers on defense. They put pressure on you in the pocket when you were setting up. So I thought they played well yesterday.
Yeah, I agree. I think they had a good plan. They executed better than we did. And, it was going to be one of those days. It wasn't, wasn't going to be a high-scoring game. And, we just kind of needed to make a play or two here or there to, get back in the game. And so I think, we're just down seven, for most of the game. And so it's just, you're one play away or one, one good drive, which can happen at any point. You just all of a sudden, usually – in the NFL, sometimes not much and going, and all of a sudden you just you hit a big run, you hit a big pass, and hey, you're right there in the red zone, and you make a play, and we just weren't able to take advantage of a couple of the big plays that we hit and do it again.
And getting down two scores, that's tough in that kind of day. When you get in the second half and you're getting down two scores, they're playing good D. That makes it it's a tall climb from there, especially in the elements.
Yeah, obviously, I got to do a better job. We gave him that short.
Were you trying to switch your hands on that, on the fumble? Were you trying to switch hands with the ball? Were you trying to put it back in your right hand?
Yeah, I was just, I was just trying to kind of move in the pocket and just try to get, I saw Shep there. I thought I could get it out to him. And just as I was kind of going back to throw, it just kind of slipped out of my hand. Right there. So, it wasn't an ideal situation right there. Just go down. I don't think, getting the shot probably weren't going to get the first down anyway. Just take the sack and punt. And our defense, was playing well. They weren't scoring. It was tough to throw. They weren't, we're just trying to run it every down. And so, hopefully you get a stop and keep it a one score game.
Had Pat on before, the head coach, and he said, listen, we're going to still try to finish 6-2 our last eight. We're going to try and get to 7-9. We're playing two playoff contending teams. First, the Colts, who were red hot. Then the Cowboys come in a game that could now, with the Eagles winning last night, be could be a very big game come the last week of the season in your building. The last, that game against the Cowboys, a big rivalry game, and obviously you want to, the league's watching. You want to have pride. You want to win going out. What do these last two games mean for you going into the end of the season?
Yeah, I think they are. They're important games, and I think we feel like these last. Since the bye, we've been a good team. We are a good team. We're kind of becoming, and we want to, hey, every once in a while you have a bad game, and that's everybody in the NFL. And, some of the teams that, the hottest teams at the moment, all of a sudden they kind of hit a stretch or they play a tough game, but the good ones bounce back. And, I think it's about that, kind of proving that we're still, we're kind of, the second half of the season, we've become a better team. We've become a good team, and we got to prove it by bouncing back and playing well against a good team on the road.
Also, now you get Indy, and Indy's gotten red hot. If I remember right, Luck's a guy who went to your camp when he was young, wasn't he? One of your guys, Luck.
Yeah. Andrew came.
How about Andrew and what he's and him and his comeback? I know you know him well. How about his comeback this year?
Yeah, no, it's been fun to watch, and he's been playing, playing good football, and obviously what he's had to deal with, and sitting out and not playing football for a long time, and you're dealing with shoulder surgeries. That's all scary stuff. So he's obviously worked hard, and has tremendous talent, and still throws it very well, and so he's playing at a high level.
You've been a topic of conversation in this town all year, and you will be about next year too. What any thoughts from your standpoint about next year? The fans, that's all they want to know about is what you're going to do next year, what the Giants are going to do next year. Any thoughts about that?
No, I think we'll kind of worry about next year, next year. So we got two more games to finish out this season. We want to finish with wins and just feel good about, obviously, you're not feeling great about the year, but feel good about, what we were able to accomplish after a slow start and kind of coming together as a team and just kind of getting this, organization back to a winning attitude, and that's what we're working towards.
Do you feel like that if it's you going forward with them next year, will this be something, let's say if you do win out and go 6-8 and finish 7-9, will that be something that you'll take into camp and you can build on for next year with all the changes that have gone on this year with this team?
Well, I think so. I think when you have, kind of a new team and new coaches and the turnover that we have with players, you got to kind of create that winning attitude and that winning culture. And, we got off to, a slow start, and it took a little while for us to kind of come together. But we did. We rallied and started playing better football and playing team football. And so, we just got to keep doing that. And, as I said earlier, everybody kind of goes through a tough game, or they get outplayed every once in a while. That's just part of sports, and you deal with it, and you move on, and you make adjustments. And so, I think that's the mindset. Hey, we're still a good team, and we're doing good things, and we'll get back to doing that. We'll get back to executing better.
And weirdly, you guys have been a better team away from home this year for whatever reason. I mean, you got 3 wins away from home, only 2 at home this year.
Yeah, that's something you got to fix. You got to win your home games. You got to win in front of the crowd. So, if we can, we got to play well on the road also. And for whatever reason, we've had some good games on the road, and hopefully we can, continue that.
All right, thanks, Eli, very much. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Mike. Appreciate
it. Eli Manning, back after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.